Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, March 21st. Markets are continuing to digest the latest from the Fed this morning after markets enjoyed a Powell pop rather than a Powell drop yesterday. Stocks held steady throughout regular trading and ended sharply higher following the latest announcement on monetary policy and comments from Powell. The Dow jumped 400 points or more than 1%, the S&P 500 climbed nearly 0.9%, and the NASDAQ advanced 1.25%. Bill, let's get into Thursday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are up by 0.5%, 0.50%. I mean, that's an indication of a good solid opening. What's sparking the rally? I mean, the Fed news, last night, they left that dot plot unchanged for 2024. That's a real positive. We're still on track for 3 rate cuts this year, which is really nice. Powell dismissed the idea of, the hot inflation numbers from January and February, working to kind of like lower the amount of rate cuts for 2024. So, that's a real positive. On the earnings front, we had some good earnings reports last night, which is also helping, that Micron report is really helping, push these AI stocks higher. This morning we get the PMI manufacturing and services data coming out. That's going to be widely watched. I see Apple shares a week because of that. DOJ is expected to file a report today on them. You're looking overseas and you're looking at Europe this morning. We're showing the DAX is up 79 points or 0.44%. We're showing the FTSE up 94 points or 1.23%, and the CAC is a little lower, down 9 points or 0.11% on some economic data. Bank of England's going to be making their rate comment today. That's probably going to be bullish for those FTSE stocks. And then we're looking over at what happened last night in Asia. We're seeing some gains. On the Nikkei jumped to 812 points. It's 2.03%. Wow, that's an all-time high. And then you get Hong Kong, which rallied 320 points or 1.93%. The fact is that, China's central bank is, there's more talk about them delivering additional monetary easing following, coming shortly. And, the Shanghai market didn't rally after that. That did fall 2 points, 2.5 points, 0.08%. But, that Hong Kong rally really is impressive. We're keeping an eye on oil this morning. Oil is trading, lower. I mean, it was down like, 0.2%. It's now down a little more than 0.5%. WTI is at $80.77 a barrel, whereas in Brent's at $85.46 a barrel. It's really about the Fed, the dovish Fed. That'll cause weakness in the dollar and that could lower oil prices. But I'm still concerned about the Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian refineries because, those attacks are said to have shut down about 10% of Russia's refinery capacity. So it's something to, keep in mind of. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
And Bill, in all of those details you just gave us, you did mention there were some interesting earnings. So we're going to jump into earnings action. Give us a rundown of what is going on there.
Let's start off with KB Home, ticker KBH, Kilo Boy Henry. They beat by 19 cents and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up, about 0.9%. Talking Five Below, ticker FIVE, Frank India, Victor Edward. They missed by 13 cents. They did that on lower revenue. That stock's getting hit. It's down 12% this morning. Then you have Micron, ticker MU. They beat by 62 cents on higher revenue. Stock's trading higher by 16.66% this morning. Upcoming this afternoon, you got Lululemon, ticker LULU, Larry Uncle. EPS is $5.01. Expected move is 9.59%. You got FedEx, ticker FDX, Frank David X-Ray. Their EPS is $3.55. Expected move here is 6.53%. Nike, ticker NKE, Nancy Kilo Edward. Their EPS is 70 cents. Expected move is 7.34%. Again, I don't like the option flow that I'm seeing on these three stocks. it's an indicator. It's not a foolproof thing. You got to put it together with other indicators. But yeah, I'm cautious on these or stocks when they release earnings this afternoon, Emily.
And you'll be watching those releases using your newswire, and you're also keeping track of the day's other market moving events, including economic reports and other types of news. We're going to get now to the economic events of the day. Obviously, as we both mentioned, traders are still investing what came out from the Fed yesterday, but now there's more to be watching. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of economic events?
Before the bell, 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens, we got jobless claims coming out. We also have the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index. Then at 9:45, 15 minutes after the market opens, we get the PMI composite flash. This is for both the services and the manufacturing. At 10 a.m., you have existing home sales. So, you know, you got some good reports coming out. And then I see that at noon today, noon Eastern, Vice Chair of Supervision, Michael Barr, will be speaking. So it's something to keep an eye on. Wouldn't be surprised if we get some interviews from some additional Fed speakers today after after yesterday's Fed announcement. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic events hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
Bill, you're watching all of that, and you're still watching other market-moving information, things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts, all using your newswire, breaking it down into alerts. You also have alerts set up for your stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. You're keeping track of a lot of information on any given trading day, following things that could move the markets, different sectors, or even specific stocks. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what else you see as possibly moving the markets today.
You know, I'm looking at my Dow stocks. You know, I'm showing three lower, one unchanged, the rest are higher. That's really positive walking into the morning. You know, then you look at your FANG stocks. They're all higher with the exception of Apple, which is trading off this morning, which I'll get to in a minute. You look at the other sectors, and the airlines are mainly higher, which is good. Autos are showing gains. Banks are showing gains. Casino stocks are showing gains. Semiconductors are higher. So, yeah, we got some good action this morning. In terms of, you know, the news events behind it, let's talk Apple, Meta, and Microsoft, you know, and others. They're objecting to Apple's new App Store pricing policies, where they're planning to charge a commission for payments for you know, apps that are done outside of their App Store. So if you're paying the firm directly and not using the App Store for payment, they want to charge a commission. You know, it's kind of the same thing. So, you know, you've got these firms that have their own software programs or apps, you know, still having to pay Apple. And, you know, they're not too thrilled about it. This is going to be an issue. Amazon, you know, ticker AMZN, the FCC is investigating Amazon over alleged market and sale of outlawed products. Tesla, ticker TSLA, I see that the EU new car registrations were up 10.1% in February. That's a positive. Then we're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, and you know we're going to start off with Apple. The Department of Justice appears ready to file an antitrust case against Apple as soon as today. So that's what's causing the weakness in the shares. It's down 1%. You know they're not happy about it because it's going to be hard for Apple to combat this one. Boeing ticker BA, we're showing some gains in the stock this morning. Why? Because Japan Airlines announced that they ordered 10 787 planes from Boeing. That's always positive when they get new orders. In terms of merger news, PARA, ticker PARA, this is Paramount Global, private equity firm. Apollo Global is said to have made an $11 billion offer to buy the firm. Capital One, ticker COF, Charlie Oscar Frank, they're telling regulators that its deal for Discover is beneficial for competition. You know, because they feel that they can really take on the likes of MasterCard and Visa with this Discover deal. I don't know how the you know regulators can fight this one because it is, you know, there is some truth behind it. We're talking guidance news. We're talking Chewy, ticker CHWY, Charlie Henry, William Yellow. Chewy sees Q1 revenue coming in $2.84 billion to $2.86 billion. Street estimate, though, is $2.89. That's a downtick. Micron, ticker MU, they see Q3 EPS coming in 38 cents to 52 cents. Street estimate was for 20 cents. Oh, that's a big, huge beat. Five Below, ticker FIVE, Frank India, Victor Edward. They see Q1 EPS 58 cents to 69 cents. Street estimate 76 cents. Oh, another downtick. That's not good for those guys. talking shareholders events going on today. Arthur J. Gallagher, that's ticker AJG, Apple, John, Grace, they're having an investors meeting today. It starts at 9 a.m. And Ciena Corp, ticker CIEN, they're having a shareholders meeting today. It starts at 3 p.m. In terms of buyback news, Darden Restaurants, ticker DRI, David Richard India, they authorized a new 1 billion share repurchasing plan. In terms of catalyst calls going on, I just want to point out Reddit, ticker RDDT, Richard David, David Tom. They announced the pricing of their 22 million share IPO. They said it's going to be at $34 a share. It's it's oversubscribed, so we're going to have to keep an eye on those shares when they do start trading. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going AI, Apple India. This is C3.ai. Listen, after that, positive Micron report and the Fed's dovish tone, tech stocks should benefit, and AI is posed for, outsized gains today. And this is what I will be watching. Look at yesterday's call volume, 22,111 calls versus 7,922 puts. That's positive. You look at the open interest, 228. 448 calls versus 143,847 puts. I mean, that's positive. But the major brokers are positive on the stock. They have been raising price targets, but I got to tell you, they're cautious because their price targets are underneath the stock price. So, the stock is overvalued, making this more of a trade. It's not a hold. But I do think we're going to see some gains in the stock today. I want to get in low 29s, under 29 if possible. That would be beneficial because I do think we're going to see a run in tech stocks, specifically AI stocks today. So that's my pick of the day. C3 AI, that's ticker AI, Apple India, Emily.
Looking for some gains in AI today. And coming up, we're going to see if you were able to make some gains in your pick of the day from yesterday when we do a check-in on that. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, what do we see here this morning? CRL, Charles River, extends gene therapy manufacturing alliance with NUS Medicine. Bank of England holds rates steady as Switzerland, the first big economy to issue a cut. Airline CEOs are seeking a meeting with Boeing's board of directors. The CEO is under pressure right now. They may push him out. I don't think he's the direct result of it, but the buck's got to stop somewhere. And it typically stops the CEO suite. Papa John's, PZZA, they back 2024 just at a operating income of 153 to 163 million. Ooh, their CEO is set to depart. That's not good. Let's talk Campbell Soup here for a second. CPB, Charlie Paul Boy, the U.S. Department of Justice yesterday sued Campbell Soup, alleging the company's plant in Northwest Ohio has for years illegally released too much bacteria and phosphorus and other contaminants into a river that feeds into Lake Erie. Not good. Chevron's going to pay $13.1 million in the settlement with two California state agencies for past oil spills. H&R Block sued the FTC on Wednesday, seeking an order that could upend the agency's case accusing the tax giant of misleading consumers about the scope of its free tax filing service. Novo Nordisk, ticker NVO, Germany's health minister, said that no large volumes of diabetes drug Ozempic are being exported out of the country, which is quashing a suggestion by the nation's drug regulators.
Target doubling down on bonuses for its salaried employees.
ANVS, Apple Nancy Victor Sam. I just want to point out the 30-day implied volatility is spiking ahead of its data release on its Alzheimer's drug. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into Thursday trading, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Accenture, ticker ACN. They did release earnings this morning. They reported a Q2 EPS of $2.77. That was 11 cents better than analyst estimates of $2.66. Revenue for the quarter came in at $15.8 billion, and that was just under some consensus estimates of $15.8 $4 billion. Accenture expects revenue for the third quarter of fiscal 2024 to be in the range of $16.25 billion to $16.85 billion, or negative 1% to positive 3%. Bill, it was there was a beat there on EPS this morning. Investors aren't loving the guidance, but you were trading this one yesterday. You were specific about your entry point, and we're hoping to get in a discount and thinking there was going to be some movement up from there. I'm pretty sure you called that close to exact. So how did your call work out?
Listen, the stock opened up at 378.03. And, we had a weak market in the morning, and it actually fell all the way down to 375.20. Got in a little over 376. And then it rallied. It rallied all the way up. We rallied up to 381.27 and closed at 380.44. So yeah, it was definitely that 1%. And then you saw it in the aftermarket, it was trading 383.30 to 387.85. I mean, the 1% was there. You take the money, holding these things into earnings, always cautious, better off to grab the 1% when you have it, when you see it, take it, walk away, rather than, deal with the risk of guidance. And that's, why the stock's getting pushed lower this morning. But, were we able to make a gain on it yesterday? Absolutely. Take the money and run. Never look back. ACN was a winner for me.
Absolutely. A chance for a gain there. And you were spot on with that entry point yesterday. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's C3.ai pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.